Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Morning Mess.
Hey, guys, you know how we all die one day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm dying right now.
Yeah, we're all dying. Slowly but surely. I'm not going to try to bring this down, but eventually it does happen. Okay. You know, there's a few options when you pass away. You make funeral arrangements.
Yes.
I would love if my parents, God forbid, but it's going to happen, if they go out like this. And I might even say, I would like to go out like this, okay? I want to explain what this is.
Okay.
Up next, forget about these coffins and stuff like that. I want to let you know how I hope my parents want to go out, and I'll pay for it.
Oh.
And maybe, you know, I'm saving up money for my own, so maybe my kids allow me to go out like this, okay?
This is that new-new?
This is that new-new, and I want to get your guys' take on it, okay?
Uh-huh. Sure.
All right, and morning messengers, keep these numbers handy.
833-730-DEATH.
No, just kidding. 833-730-6377. Keep these numbers handy, and I want you to let me know if I'm crazy that I would love my parents to really think about maybe making these arrangements. Just kidding.
What is wrong with
I'm
you?
Trying to lighten it up because I don't want to.
You keep on saying death.
Okay. We're going to talk about this up next. Morning Mess. I was letting you know that at one point, we all pass away. We all leave this earth, right?
So you've said.
Right. So here's my idea. And please call in
833-730-6377.
Obviously, you could do the whole coffin, cremation. I see this new company. I'm obsessed with it. And I hope that I convince my parents, because obviously that's the way life works. Your parents go before you. And, you know, maybe you make the arrangements for yourself, for your kids. So get cremated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most people get put in an urn. Well, this company has these specialized urns that they etch out on the side of the urn your profile of the person that passed. So, say, Anish, you pass away.
Uh-huh.
Get cremated. Your ashes are in this urn. You put it on the mantle, and with some sunlight or a candle in front of it, it'll cast your profile on the wall behind you.
So it'll look like I'm there?
Yes.
Like a shadow.
Yes.
Oh, hell no.
You don't
what?
Like that idea?
It'll look like after I'm no longer on this earth.
Yes.
That I will be in the room.
Yes.
Just my shadow?
I think this is a dope idea. I'm thinking my parents, I would love an urn that I could see a cast of my mom up on the wall.
And you know what? Everybody grieves differently.
Right.
And if that's something that you like, I totally get it. But isn't that a little scary or a little sad to just be reminded of it every single time?
For me, it's comforting.
Okay, great. To me, that's scary.
Really?
That's scary. I do not want to be waking up in the middle of the night for a bathroom break, walk around the corner and see, oh my God, that's my mom right there.
I mean, maybe the first time you might feel like that, maybe the second, but after due time, you know, mom is watching you, your guardian angel. I'm going to post a picture of it at The Morning Mess on Instagram. Check that out.
That is way too much. That's way too close.
I think this is genius.
That is doing the most.
Morning Messengers, what do you think? Would you get this done? I definitely would love this from my parents, and I would maybe love this for myself, for my kids, if they would want that. 833-730-6377. Tiffany, what are your thoughts?
I think it would be cool. I have like profile pictures of my kids that are just like shaded out.
Mm-hmm.
Just the shape of my kids and me at the beach. And those are fun. So I wouldn't see why it wouldn't look cool on an urn.
Well, because the urn in itself will look totally normal. Like it'll just have a nice like regular shape. It's the fact that when you cast a light on it, there's going to be a shadow that looks just like the person. So it's going to look like a big ginormous shadow ghost of whoever that is. And that to me is just so creepy.
The shadow cast on the wall?
Yes. Yeah.
How's that creepy? It's your loved one.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that. I'd rather just have pictures of my loved ones and not have to worry about the ghost in my house.
It kind of changes things, I think, once you really think about it, because it can be a little creepy. Now, I know everybody grieves differently. Mm-hmm. But for some people, for example, for me, I wouldn't want to have that reminder every single day whenever sun sets and sun rises, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking it just casts like a shadow on the urn itself, not on the wall.
Cast a shadow on the urn? Well, that would be like supernatural. That would be weird. I wouldn't do that. No, yeah, the side of the urn, they carve it out. So it's your, like, say if your mom or dad passed away, it's their profile and it casts a shadow on your wall, whether you want to light a candle, whether you want to see it, or if you have the sunlight hitting in your house in the right direction to see that. You would not do that.
No, put me in a tree pod.
Put you in a tree pod?
Basically what it is they use the seeds of a tree and they basically put your body, instead of in a coffin, they put you in like a biodegradable sack. The nutrients in your body actually nourishes the seeds for the tree, and the tree grows with the nourishment from your body.
That sounds like it hurt afterlife.
That sounds like the circle of life.
So have you guys been to, you guys have all been, I follow you.
Have we all been dead? No. Never been dead.
But,
what?
The trees that grow at La Jolla Park that are like all bendy and twisty.
Yeah.
My kids are always climbing on those. So how cool would it be for you to pass away and be turned into one of those bendy, twisty trees by the ocean? Your kids, your grandkids can come visit you and climb on you and talk to you in those trees.
I think the point is that this urn, it's a little too much.
It's creepy.
Wow, y'all some haters. That's all I know. You don't think it's weird to climb on and they're like, yeah, that's my grandfather. It's the tree. I think you freak a damn kid out. Like, what do you mean?
I think it's cool.
Okay. So no to the urn, but you want to be buried and become a tree one day.
Yeah.
Okay. She all wants right. to be Groot. All right.
She does.
All right. Well, all right, Miss Groot. Thank you for the call and the explanation. When you pass away, that you want to be part of a tree.
Yes.
That's not weird, but my idea is weird.
Apparently.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye. Thank you.
Be crazy. All right. So
833-730-6377.
Again, at The Morning Mess on IG if you want to take a picture of one of these urns that cast the profile shadow of your loved one who was cremated in that urn. I think this is genius. I'm getting hate. Give me a call.
Oh, please.
I'm not crazy. I know there's some people that agree with me. Morning Mess here. How you doing? It's Joey Boy.
I'm exhausted. It's Anish.
Hey, it's Carla.
We're talking about death. It's going to happen sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Listen, man. It happens when your grandparents pass and your parents pass. You got to make it a beautiful situation. You got to celebrate their life. And if you have that decision and to make for your parents, or maybe you can have that conversation with them now, they get cremated, put it in these new urns that I'm obsessed about, that I hope my parents will allow me to do for them. So this urn, they etch out the sides and it's your profile. Mm-hmm. So say my beautiful mother passes away. Get her profile and they etch it on the side of the urn, and then you cast a candle or sunlight against the urn, and on the wall behind it will be the profile of your mom or dad or grandmother or loved one. I told this to the show that I want to get this done. They think I'm crazy.
100%.
Why?
That is a whole big shadow of someone who is no longer on this earth. That's doing a little bit too much. I'm so sorry. That is creepy. Maybe that's great for you. Maybe.
Right, I'll give you that.
But then at this point, then moving forward, you would probably never be able to have a guest over to your home ever again.
Why is that?
Because they're going to see that and freak out. I'm picturing myself, if I was like a girl or whatever, I was a woman going on a date or whatever, we come home to your place and I saw that, I would run.
Maybe they think it's beautiful. They're like, wow, you must have been really close with your mother.
Well, to be all the way real with you, I probably wouldn't know what it was. I'd be like, hey, that's cool. But I will say, if I knew what it was, and especially thinking, like, obviously we all hope that our parents pass after us, but in some situations, I know Anisha, your mother passed before you, and it's like, well, sometimes do you want that reminder? I personally wouldn't, so I wouldn't want to get that of my mom.
Y'all are haters. Listen, Morning Messengers, I posted up the picture at The Morning Mess on IG so you can see how these urns work. I'm ready to invest in a few of these things to keep them on standby.
Yeah, man.
What do you think?
833-730-6377.
We got Rachel on the line. Rachel, what do you think, hon?
I say I would do it.
You would totally do it. There you go, Rachel. Speak on that. It's beautiful, right?
Right. And then, like, I live with my dad, and or my dad lives with me.
I know, that's right.
Specify.
Let me clarify. So he told me it's my decision, because I've asked him. He's had heart attacks. He's had strokes. So I'm like, Dad, I need to know. You want to be buried or cremated? He's like, whatever you want to do. He lives with me. He's going to forever live with me. So I told him, okay, well, I'm going to have you cremated. I'll go in his room, have conversations with him. This would just be a way for me to feel like I'm like really talking to them face to face, I would put like a light just to show that shadow.
Yeah.
So I can just go hang out, chill in a room or in a space and have that conversation with them like I do every day.
Yes, that's what I would do. Like, listen, God forbid, but it's happened. It's a circle of life, right? Your parents are supposed to pass before you do. That's the way it's supposed to be. I grab a little bistro, a little beer, have a talk with my dad, maybe a glass of wine, talk to my mom, see how everything is going, explain to her. I think people do that in general. Mm-hmm. You talk to your parents and grandparents. I know I have conversations with my grandmother who passed away, man, 15, 20 years ago, and I was very close to her. Sometimes I just talk to my grandma. Wouldn't it be cool if you had their urn and you lit a little candle and the profile from the urn is of your grandparents or mom and dad on the wall and you kind of just talk to them? What's your problem with it?
Well, for me, it's like I know my mom does not like her nose. So if for the rest of eternity, all I would see is her profile. Like, I obviously love her nose, but I feel like my mom would not be cool with this. She'd be like, why?
She's dead at that point. She had no say so. You love that nose.
I do love that nose.
Yeah.
It just looks to me like it's going to look like a big shadow ghost. And that would freak me out because I'm not going to always remember that that thing is there. And if I walk past it, I'm going to freak out. If I'm waking up in the middle of the night to go to do a little bathroom break, honey, and that thing is just staring right back at me, no.
Put it somewhere where it's not going to have a shadow.
Now I got to do all this work.
Nah, I definitely would have put it in my room so my mom doesn't see my Puerto Rican miracle. You know what I mean? Or see me, you know, hitting that grouchy turtle. But I would put it like in the living room or something like that. It's a good conversation piece. Like, wow, that's a beautiful piece. Where'd you get that? Home Goods? Like, that's my mom. That's my mom's ashes. She's dead. Respect. You want to light the candle and say hi to my mom?
Oh, no.
How's that for a first date?
No.
Am I right? I got this whole dating thing down locked.
Sure, yeah, clearly. Meet my mom.
On the first date?
All right, you're right. The second date. Rachel, you're with me, though. You will get this done.
I am with you, yes. 100%.
Well, you make sense. You see these people I work with, Rachel? It's hard.
Yeah, I know. What's Gina's perspective?
I'm 7.
Shut up. She's off today, but...
Okay.
Yeah, she's like, where's the voice of reason?
Yeah. Right here, girl. The voice of reason. Yes. Carla and Anish, right here.
No. I love you to death, but I have to disagree with you on this one.
Wow.
Yes, yes, speak on it. My girl, Rachel, coming through. Well, yep. Rachel, I'm going to send you the link on this because I'm going to try to get this. Actually, I'm going to call my mom. Here's the one thing about this. I haven't told my mom about this, so maybe I should ask my mom. Maybe I should get her blessing.
That would be very important.
Yeah. I'm going to get my mom's blessing to see if she would do this because I think she said she wanted to get cremated in one of our conversations, but it would she allow me to buy the urn and show this profile?
You don't want to offend her by already talking to her about her death.
I'll be delicate. You know how I do.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, I'm going to call my mom, Rachel, and see what she says about this.
Oh, my God.
Do that. When you send me the link also.
Okay, I will.
All right. Love you guys. All
right.
Love you.
Bye.
You know what I'm thinking? Let's call my mom up. Let's call my mom and ask if she would like this done.
To her?
Yes.
So you want to call her and let her know, hey, mom, thinking about when you die.
I want to know if she would like this done. She might think this is an awesome, beautiful idea, then case closed. I don't care what you guys think.
Oh, so if she doesn't think this is cool, you wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't do it.
Okay, then let's call. Yes, okay. Let's call her.
All right. Yeah. We're going to call the Queen of Burbank up next. My mama!
Absolutely.
And see if she wants this earned. All right, we will discuss this up next. Morning Mess. All right, let's talk to my mom.
You're crazy.
Making a request. It's not morbid if I tell my mom, like, hey, mom, when you die... I want this done.
It's just really random. Okay.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Morning Mess. My mom, Kathy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're great. I'm going to ask you that question, actually, in about 60 seconds.
Listen, to the Queen of Burbank, I got a question for you. Actually, a favor and a request, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, when we all get older, there's a time when we have to say adieu. We have to say goodbye. Our time here is done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a request, all right? Because obviously I'm going to pass away before my kids and my kids will pass away.
Don't talk like that.
But that happens, Mom. It's life.
No, but don't talk like that.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk about when you pass away.
Oh, God. Even worse. Even worse.
You are on thin ice, Joey.
For real.
Mom, I'm just going to curse that day. I'm going to be so mad. I'm going to be a wreck. You know that, right?
Okay.
You know what an urn is, right?
Yeah.
You know, you pass away, you put your ashes in your urn.
Yeah. I want one of those. Uh-huh.
You want an urn?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. So this is the deal, Mom. They got these urns where they carve out in the side of the urn your profile of your face.
Okay.
So that when I put it up on my mantle or up on the shelf, like obviously when you pass away, I'm going to buy a bunch of candles. I'm going to light a candle every night for you. So the reflection on the wall is your profile.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So that I can always see Mom up on my wall. I think it's awesome. Anish, Carl, they think I'm crazy.
Yes, and I'm so sorry that your son is bothering you this early in the morning. I'm so sorry.
So, Mom, a request. When you do pass away, can you get this done? I'll pay for it.
Oh, my God. I don't know if I want you to do that.
What?
You want to see me every day. And I don't know. That's crazy.
I feel like when you do pass, I'm going to be talking to you like every day, telling you how my life and just talk to you. I feel like if I just stare up and see your profile, I have a bigger connection with you.
Well, I've heard about jewelry, you know, where people have lockets, mm-hmm. you know, or a bracelet. Mm-hmm. You know, they give a little bit of the ashes and they put it in the locket. Mm-hmm. You know, you can sit down and or you're sleeping and you hold it and you can talk to me and it's private.
Right.
But can you imagine you having that urn in your house and people see it? And
but that's my mom. That's my beautiful mom up there.
Aww.
I think it'll freak people out. Or
so you think I should use your ashes for something? Hey, Mom, do you ever hear the story about Tupac and what happened with his ashes?
No. What happened to Tupac's ashes?
Well, when he passed away, his mother had his ashes and a few of his crew. They were called the Outlaws. They took some of the ashes, they put it in a blunt, and they smoked.
Joey,
are you kidding?
They did. They smoked please. Tupac's ashes.
Do not do this to your mom.
Well, I want to smoke you, Mom, but...
Oh, my God.
The urn thing. Can we do this?
In a way, it's good, because if you're doing something bad, I'll look at you and say, don't do it! Don't do it!
Exactly.
No, Joey.
Yes.
I don't know. That's a hard one. I mean, if you're okay with it, I'm okay with it, you know?
I'm okay with it. I'm only going to do it if you allow me to do it.
Yeah, I guess it's cool. I guess it's cool. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm just going to tell you that I think this was crazy to me. It would creep me out. As someone who has, like, it's been a couple years now since I lost my mom. And, like, uh-huh. She's been creeping and crawling. She's been trying to get back into my life. Yep. She's been doing a lot of work. That spirit has been doing a lot of work. And so I'm good.
Carla feels the same way.
I know. It's something about, something about the shadow. And it's just, I wouldn't want, like, the shadow to move one day. And
yeah. How about a special place, though? You know, you can build a closet or, you know, Joey could open it. Hey, Mom, what's up? You know, and close it. And
like an altar?
Yeah, like an altar.
You're going to have a whole section in my house, Mom. I can't live without you. What are you talking about? It's going to be out for everyone to see when they come over. Moms is there.
You got to say hi to Moms.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to say Mom. You know, is it Neil? And you got to praise me and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
okay. Yes, ma'am.
You got to praise my queen. Ma, can we do this?
Yeah, I think it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, do me a favor, okay?
Okay.
Send me a picture of your profile right now because I got to submit this.
Oh, really? God, you're really moving it. You want me dead?
No, I don't want you dead. I just say, when that time comes.
Joey, please.
Okay, well, you got to give me some time to get that profile.
Yeah, just take a little flick of the profile. And
never been arrested or anything to have one.
Speaking of that, tell Pop to send his. I know.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say.
The other side of that urn will be Pop.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'll send you Pop.
Please.
Maybe one side of the urn is your profile and the other side is Pop's.
Together forever and ever.
There you go.
So where'd you get this from?
Exactly.
An ad or something? Or...
What does that matter, Mom? The point is, the point is, I want to get this done. And I know I'm not going to be able to use this urn for many years. I mean, you're going to live till at least 107.
Okay, so you got my blessings, okay?
That's all there. I need. I got Mama's blessings. I got Mama's blessings.
Okay.
All right. We'll get that done like in 50
okay,
years.
Guys.
All right?
You got it. All right.
We love you.
Love you too.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. God her blessings. My mama knows what it is. It's beautiful.
I still can't get over the whole your dad got a
My dad's done some time.
The Morning Mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.